Shaking all over, Harry pulled himself up. His head was spinning as though he'd just travelled miles by flu powder. Slowly, he gathered together his wand and the sorting hat, and, with a huge tug, retrieved the glittering sword from the roof of the basilisk's mouth. Then came a faint moan from the end of the chamber. Ginny was stirring. As Harry hurried toward her, she sat up. Her bemused eyes travelled from the huge form of the dead basilisk over Harry in his blood-soaked robes, then to the diary in his hand. She drew a great, shuddering gasp, and tears began to pour down her face.
"Harry, oh, Harry, I tried to tell you at the breakfast, but I couldn't say it in front of Percy. It was me, Harry, but I didn't mean to. Riddle made me, he took me over. And how did you kill that thing? Where's Riddle? The last thing I remember is him coming out of the diary."
"It's all right," said Harry, holding up the diary and showing Ginny the fanghole. "Riddle's finished. Look, him and the basilisk. Come on, Ginny, let's get out of here."
"I'm going to be expelled," Ginny wept as Harry helped her awkwardly to her feet. "I've looked forward to coming to Hogwarts ever since Bill came, and now I'll have to leave. And what'll Mum and Dad say?"
Fawkes was waiting for them, hovering in the chamber entrance. Harry urged Ginny forward. They stepped over the motionless coils of the dead basilisk, through the echoing gloom, and back into the tunnel. Harry heard the stone doors close behind them with a soft hiss.